You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies and 35 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us at YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to see a video stream. Again, you can also join us by either calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If you have a thought, a comment, anything on your mind, call or text us at that number or by using your Civic Media app as well. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined by the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau, Sean Wright, talk about what is happening at the Grand and more. Then at the end of the program, we will have our daily history lesson. Take a look at some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about a few celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged this week, and I should say today, and also our number for the day. And, of course, we give the number for the day quiz to Ian Welsh at the end of the program. And Ian is across the way behind the glass. Two for two so far this week.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
That's right. Yeah, two for two. I got to really focus today to make sure I keep that chance of a perfect week alive.
I tell you, it gets
pressure
exciting.
Pressure is really on as you get more and more right.
Frankly, the pressure is worse when you're trying to get that first one for the week, I think.
That's
because
true.
Because already you've got a passing grade for the week.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, there's some pressure taken away.
Next step on that a ladder is having a successful week.
Exactly right. So,
do we know what the topic is for today's?
I'm looking right now, in fact, and it is.
I want to call another audible.
I know, and that's
okay,
I got
one. Yesterday's numbers were very interesting.
All right, we got two choices here. I'm going to give you a choice here. What the topic should be?
Okay.
Skyscrapers, or nail gun related injuries. Nail gun. You know what a nail gun is?
Yes.
Nail gun related injuries or skyscrapers.
You know, for this one, I want to go with a skyscrapers.
All right. So that will be our topic for our number for the day quiz, skyscrapers.
We've done injury-related ones before. I haven't gotten those right, so I'm going to try my luck with skyscrapers. I think that'd be a very interesting number anyway.
Exactly, and another little tidbit I'm going to throw in there is that one of the Mission Impossible movies actually involved this skyscraper that we're going to be talking about. So we're going to talk about that as part of our number for the day quiz a little bit later on.
I think I know the Mission Impossible movie you might be talking about.
Oh, very good.
I'm not sure I've seen it, but I've heard of it.
Right. I wanted to talk a little bit. We wrapped up the last hour. I mentioned to Bob, look, that some changes are occurring. And if you were tuned in earlier this morning to Pat Kreitlow's show, he mentioned a bit about the changes coming up. And there are going to be some changes involving this program in a couple of weeks. The Pat Kreitlow and his show is going to be expanded. It's going to go from 6 to 9 a.m. every weekday morning. And then Jane Mantonere's show is moving from 9 to 11. And people are probably saying, well, you know, 6 to 9 for one show, 9 to 11 for the other. What does that mean for your show?
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good question.
It is.
This show, as we know it, will be coming to an end in a couple of weeks. And to be honest with you, it's a little bit disappointing. But at the same time, me and Ian are going to be part of Pat Kreitlow's show from that point forward. We are going to have live segments during the 7 and 8 o'clock hours here in our studio, because what's happening is in those 2 hours, there will be segments, two segments each hour that will be from the local stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. Patro will be on throughout the state of Wisconsin. And then there's going to be breakaways, basically, to stations throughout the Civic Media Radio Network, and of course WXCO being one of those stations. So we will continue to have interviews, we will continue to have local voices, we will continue to have some of the aspects of this show that you have come to know and hopefully enjoy over the past 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So we will still have a lot of the regular folks that we have on this program, but it'll be done in a different way.
Yeah.
So, again,
we're still having the number of the day, right?
Yep. I'm going to find a way to make sure that we do have the number for the day and our number for the day quiz. And we may have changed it because
I'm used to having the intellectual challenge. And I think it's good for my brain to keep this up and, you know, keep the record alive.
Yeah. So, again, just wanted to mention that there's going to be, you know, further announcements coming here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, we're going to still have a lot of the same elements, but we're going to be basically moving them up an hour and be put into different segments of Pat's show. And also, I think Pat has spoken to me, and the hope is that we'll be part of the main show as well that is airing throughout the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to, you know, see how the transition does move forward. But the big news is that, you know, we're still going to be part of what we're doing here on WXCO. We're still going to be part of what is happening on the Civic Media Radio Network. And obviously, from time to time, change happens. And change can sometimes be a little bit difficult. But at the same time, it does happen. And we're going to make the best of it and hopefully be able to continue to add the important information, the important discussions. We'll still talk to folks involved in our area arts community like we've done. We'll have talk to folks involved in local sports that I've done over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
We will have folks involved in the political realm here in Central Wisconsin, governmental realm as well. So again, it's going to be maybe a little bit different, but at the same time, we're going to try to make sure that the important aspects of what we do bring to you continue here on this program. So again,
absolutely,
that's going to happen in a couple of weeks.
We'll still be on the air. It'll just be in a different way.
Yep. So hopefully you'll be able to tune in a little bit earlier if you have not tuned in for Pat's show, which airs before ours. I think it's a good idea to tune in starting as soon as you can and hear what Pat does. But again, there'll be changes to what he does in the morning, implementing a lot of the other voices around the state of Wisconsin, including our voices as well. So again, we're going to, you know, move forward and hopefully be able to provide a lot of the information and the talk and everything else that you are looking forward to from our studios here in downtown Wausau in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours starting in a couple of weeks. So just wanted to pass that along to you as I was waiting to hear Pat talk about it, and Pat did talk about it a bit with Greg Bach earlier this morning, so I thought it's okay for us to talk about it as well. The time is 9:15. I see opening the door, and working his way in is Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, joining us here again to talk about what's happening at the Grand. And, of course, need to get our Cardinal update as well. Started off really well against the Minnesota Twins.
Yes, because they're the Minnesota Twins.
And then things kind of went sideways, haven't they?
Sideways, yeah.
What are they right now?
They won last night. I know that they beat the Pirates and Paul Skeens last night.
Let's bring up the standings. Five and six.
That's about
you
right.
You got the Cubs at 9-5.
Yeah.
The Brewers, after starting 0-4, now 6-5.
Yeah.
The Cards 5-6. Cincy is 5-7. Pittsburgh 4-8.
It's the National League Central.
I was going to say things. The more things change, the more things stay the same. The
National League West slightly better than the National League Central right now.
slightly, because you got San Diego 9-3. The Giants 8-3.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are in third place at 9-4. Yeah. I mean, just craziness. And what about those Atlanta Braves? They start with 0-7 or something like that. They're now 2-8.
Yeah.
Craziness.
They may be in for one of those seasons. It just seems everything's gone wrong for them this year.
But are you any more excited about the Cardinals now than you were 2 weeks ago? Because now the season's begun.
Yeah. I mean, it just happens. I actually do think the Cardinals offense is going to be better than I think any of us thought. Nolan Arenado looks like the Arenado of old. Not of old, but at least not last year. But boy, their pitching's a mess. It really is. But that seems to be a common denominator right now in the NL Central.
Right. You're exactly right. We got about 100 seconds before the first, or 90 seconds before the, actually less than that. Yeah. But what's been going on at the Grand recently? Any exciting shows recently that you've had come in?
We've had a really great run. We just had a Bermuda Search Party last night, a 10x10 band, and love those 10x10 bands, especially when you can see one that emerging artists, and they're playing. They've got horns and keyboards and drums, and I mean, these were pure multi-instrumentalists, and they brought the fun last night.
Well, we are into the month of April. A lot still going on at the Grand Theater, and we're going to talk all about it in 2 minutes as we continue with Sean Wright, PAF and Grand Theater Executive Director. The time is 9:18. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 36 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater in Wausau. At this time of the year, what's it like for you and the staff there? I mean, is it a busy time? Is it because you have a lot in addition to what you're doing actually in
yes.
the shows?
This is really the holiday season, of course, is probably the busiest, but other than that, April, May in the theater world, because we're all working to wrap up one season such as it is, although these days the season just kind of continues into the summer as we have just kept announcing shows, but we are gearing up to announce the new season at the 1st of June, mm-hmm. well, you know, you kind of walk back from that. It means the shows have to get finished. The sponsors have to get lined up. The marketing assets have to be secured. And then you've, you know, got brochures and videos and everything else. And you know, it's not just our main stage season. I mean, last night we announced to our patrons who were there the 10x10 series for next year and the first opportunity to subscribe. And so that series will get announced publicly today. Our arts and education series will get announced mm-hmm. in the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a, you know, and we're doing all that with, you know, a show last night. We've got the Bodines tomorrow night, 10x10 on Friday. And next week, you know, Trampled by Turtles. Yeah, the shows don't go on pause
right.
while we ramp up for a new season.
How close are you to having your full season ready?
You know, I could tell you something right now and go back to the office in 10 minutes and it would change. It is the time of year where you gain a show, lose a show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would just say I had a show 2 days ago confirmed that honestly, I would have said there's absolutely no chance that that show will. And
break it right here. Yeah, break it.
You know, and really for us, it's the biggest domino that has to fall is you need all the major markets to announce their Broadway
exactly.
because that's they've yeah. some of those stores just won't finalize
right.
until they know they have those week-long dates. And I'm sure, as I've been doing for 10 years, I will have the same conversation with the couple of Broadway agents who have titles who haven't confirmed, saying, "I'm up against the deadline. You got to get this confirmed, or we're not going to do it." Oh, yeah. Well, we're not, but you know, it's just the way this is the nature of the business this time of year.
You said tomorrow night the Bodines.
Bodines,
darn cool, huh?
Yeah, we're really excited to have them back. Still have a few tickets left for it, but yeah, first time in quite a while that we've had them at the Grand.
It's always nice to have that Wisconsin connection,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, be really good, and you know, and then Friday night we've got a sold out 10x10 show that we're really excited about. Jenna Marie is she's a Nashville based artist, an emerging country artist, but she is a Wausau native. Went to DC Everest,
wow.
And you know, really reached out and, you know, just wanted the opportunity. Like, I want to play a hometown show. I want to play a hometown show, and you know, is kind of making a name for herself in Nashville. And so she's bringing some of her session player friends from Nashville. Be a mix of some of her original stuff and some country classics and covers you know and love, and just a really fun way to wrap up the 10x10 series for the year with somebody from from right here.
Fantastic. And I guess I won't be the most famous DC Everest person around this week.
You know, every once in a while we have to, you know, we can't let you be the only famous DC Everest.
No, no, good yeah. education. Just proves again that we succeed.
That's true.
What else is on the itinerary as we get into middle part of April?
Yeah, as we get into the middle part of the month, Step Africa, which is a fantastic group. It's the Step show that has its roots in African culture, but it's really just the athleticism and the incredible artistry of these dancers. Mm. And I'm so excited. We have a sold out school show. I can't wait for almost 1,200 students get to be wowed by those artists, but we still have some tickets left for the evening show. And so perfect show for the entire family, perfect show to just, you know, get away from everything that's going on in the world and immerse yourself in a beautiful artistry, beautiful athleticism.
And the thing about it, we said this before, there's nothing like that sound of 1,000 kids.
Oh, my God. It really is. Yeah, we're really excited. And, you know, I would say one of the, not just show-wise, the thing I would encourage people right now is we've had a lot of show announcements. We're adding shows kind of left and right. The Wallflowers coming in August. We're very excited about Dusty Slay, who is a fantastic comedian. His Netflix special is hilarious. Coming in November on sort of his first big headlining theater tour. And we've got another show in September that we'll be announcing on Monday. So yeah, so there's a season announced, but then there's all these other announces that we're doing in between, because we just we keep adding adding shows.
We've said it before, there's no rest for you people anymore.
There's not a lot.
Anything else coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the 100th anniversary of the Grand coming up in 2027, and so we've got some exciting plans that we'll be sharing here as we get to the tail end of the month. And so people just keep their eyes peeled. They should see news about an event soon that will provide the opportunity to learn exactly what we have in store and how the community can get involved and what's going to be an exciting second century.
You're going to bring somebody who performed back in 1927 and they're going to come and perform again.
That's right. We are going to show the movie Dress Parade from 1927. That is going to be the headliner of next season.
Q&A with the performers.
That's right. We're bringing in the hologram version of the performers.
That's exciting. And I tell you, again, we talked about this last time, to have this historic venue here in Wausau is amazing, and the ideas that I know that you're going to be talking about in the future to make sure that this venue stays with us for a very long time.
That is what we have in store. It's always amazing to me. I tell people that, you know, the Wausau Theater Company tore down the old Grand Opera House in April of 1927, and then 7 months later somehow built this gem of a theater, opened it on Thanksgiving Day in 1927, and I'd love to ask them, you know, would you really think it was going to be here 98 years later, pushing toward 100? They're probably like, no, we figured after 20 years, we'd tear it down again, just like we did the previous one, and build anew. But
hey,
no.
Modern is always the best.
It isn't.
Having that tradition is so wonderful.
Absolutely.
And again, you can check out all the shows and get tickets at grandtheater.org.
E-R.org.
And of course, pay a visit downtown.
Absolutely.
You folks are so friendly. And,
we're always happy.
Love to be able to talk to you.
Always happy to see you.
Hey, Sean, thanks a lot. And we'll catch you in a couple weeks.
My pleasure.
Time is 9:29. Information update is coming up next. We'll find out what's happening in news, weather, and sports and entertainment coming up. And then we'll be back with more Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. On Friday, the Marathon High School baseball team will take on Rib Lake in a non-conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. Marathon High School baseball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, the People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon taking on Rib Lake in high school baseball. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:36. Thanks to Sean Wright for, again, joining us, and he will still be with us every other week as we make some changes starting in a couple of weeks. But again, some of the voices that you're hearing will continue to be joining us, and hopefully you'll continue to join us when we are moved in, basically part of the Kreitlow Show, which will be expanding starting in a couple of weeks. Again, we'll have more information as we get closer to that. Sports wise, yesterday we had our first spring sports broadcast outdoors. We had a couple of indoor softball games over the weekend. And yesterday, The Wausau West softball team fell to the Merrill Blue Jays 6-4. The Warriors took a 4-2 lead on a two-run homer by Claire Kalmus in the bottom of the fifth. They kept that lead until Merrill came to the bat in the top of the seventh, their final opportunity. And a pair of two-run doubles gave the Blue Jays the four-run outburst, and they held on to win 6-4. Also in a big one in the WVC to start off the campaign, it was the first day of conference play in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. D.C. Evers defeated Stevens Point by a score of 7-1. Stevens Point's been a big power in the conference for a long time, but D.C. Evers, led by pitcher Addison Cluck, is the favorite going into the season, and they were able to win 7-1 yesterday and get off to an early edge in the conference race. And Wausau East yesterday fell to Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 16-1 in three innings. So those are the Wisconsin Valley Conference scores from yesterday in high school softball. Also, there were some other games. In fact, the Newman Catholic boys baseball team and the girls softball team, they went down to the Wisconsin Dells area. Mm-hmm. As they did not have great field conditions around here. And the Cardinals fell in softball by a score of 16-6 down at the Boston Complex, down in the southern part of the state. And that's I've been there before, and it's a really terrific venue. And nice. I think that they make some great money, though, too, because early in the season, there's so many teams, central and northern part of the state, that field conditions just aren't good. So they go down there and they rent the field. and they have a number of softball and baseball fields down there. And I just think that that business must do exceptionally well. So, again, Athens 16, Newman Catholic 6 in high school softball. And also the Newman Catholic baseball team, after a one-year sabbatical. They did not have a team last year because of lack of players, but they are back, and they played their first game yesterday, and the Cardinals fell to Athens by a score of 15-2. So some building to do for both the softball and baseball teams for Newman Catholic. We will have our first Newman Catholic spring sports broadcast coming up on Tuesday of next week when they take on the Stratford Tigers in a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup. Coming up, we just heard a promo, our first marathon spring sports broadcast coming up on Friday. Marathon taking on Rib Lake. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for baseball on Friday, and I'll be at Marathon High School for that one, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. And then we'll have our first Wausau West baseball broadcast on Saturday, and it's looking even better weather-wise on Saturday. And we'll have Wausau West against Menominee in high school baseball, starting with the pregame show at 10:50 and the first pitch at 11 o'clock. That is coming up on Saturday. So, again, we are your home for Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports, not just in the fall, not only in the fall and the winter, but in the fall, winter, and spring. And, Ian, I know you know why we do this, because we do a lot of games. We do a huge number of games.
We do.
Why do we do that?
We do it because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports in the winter, spring, and the fall.
Exactly right. So we're now, and I want it to be real spring-like weather. I want it to feel the sun on my skin. I want it to be out there enjoying it. And I think we're going to get closer to that by the time we get to Friday and Saturday.
It's going
to
get better.
And again, as well, want to remind you folks that there are so many great theatrical productions coming up this weekend. And
indeed.
I mean, it was really great so far this week to have the kids from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater on Monday, and then yesterday to have some of the cast members from the D.C. Everest Performing Arts Department.
Last week we were talking to the Wausau West, right?
Exactly right.
And the production of All My Sons, that was actually...
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean,
weekend.
It was so good. I mean, I went on Friday night. I had a softball game Friday afternoon, and I got done with it, and I was able to get over to West and see the performance. It was so good. I'm just so impressed. A show like that, and in the program notes, the director's notes and producer's notes, they talked about how this was a challenging piece for young performers. I mean, and you had one of the leads, who, a high school senior who we had on the show last week, play probably a character in his 50s or 60s, and did it where it was so natural. I mean, it was just incredibly fantastic. A very powerful show that was done so incredibly well. Have also want to remind folks that Wausau East and their East End Players has a show this weekend as well. It is Hadestown Teen Edition.
That's right.
And so you can go over to Wausau East and see some incredibly talented performers as well this weekend. You have shows on Friday evening, Saturday matinee, Saturday evening, and a Sunday matinee. So again, East End Players presents Hadestown Teen Edition coming up. So I'm going to try to get over to East as well and see that this weekend. Nice. But as we said earlier, Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, they are having their performances coming up as well, as they are going to put on the Enchanted Bookshop musical on Friday, Saturday, with two shows.
Yeah.
Both a matinee and an evening performance, and then a Sunday matinee as well. And then, of course, as we said, the D.C. Everest folks are performing All Shook Up, as we found out yesterday. All Shook Up coming up tomorrow, Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and Sunday matinee performance at 1 p.m. So, I mean, man, I mean, we are just, and we've just heard from
busy weekend
from Sean Wright about all the great activities going on over at the Grand Theater. You just... I get excited about this because, and you get to too as well, because we know the great opportunities these are. And I think that these build confidence, that builds skills. It's such, the extracurricular activities within our schools are vitally important.
Absolutely. Sports and theater and the arts as well. It's just, you know, all these are great places for kids to, you know, grow and make new friends and build social interactions and step outside of their comfort zones. And most of all, just have fun.
Right.
I mean, for the athletes, it's great exercise. And I guess for the artists and the performers, it's really great because it helps to build their imaginations.
You're exactly
helps
right.
Helps them to be more creative.
And these are skills you're going to use your entire life. I think the performing, and I've, you know, we've had these kids on our programs, both on this show and also on our big high school sports show. And I've had conversations with the parents and coaches, and they would say, you know, this is a great opportunity because they don't usually get a chance to sit down for 15 minutes or 20 minutes and talk about what they're doing. Because, you know, if they, a TV feature is usually pretty short, you know, they don't have the time to do it, and we have more of a time with a long form. But coming very quickly, not too long into their futures, they're gonna have to sit down and have an interview for a job. And
right.
I think these kind of discussions where they're asked questions and they're able to explain what they're doing with these productions, or in the case of sports, what they're doing with their teams and the like, I think is vitally important. And I hope the folks out there appreciate when they get a chance to hear these young people come on the program and be able to talk about the things they're doing and do it in such a incredible way. I've said to folks as well, when I was in high school, I couldn't talk as well as these kids talk. They come out and they explain what they're doing, and to talk, they talk about what the meaning of the shows are, what the maybe some of the challenges of the roles are. I mean, it's really impressive, isn't it?
It really is, especially the practice zone, because the more you practice at something, the better you get at it. And that includes, you know, talking about the show and talking in interviews as well about, you know, what your character means as you and what the shows are about. And it really helps to build up the good communication skills as well, because I know that theater has definitely helped me with my communication skills, because I was incredibly shy before I joined theater. And theater became like a second home to me. It was a safe space where I didn't have to worry about being, you know, being made fun of for being weird or different. Because everybody in theater is weird, and we learn to accept that. I mean, We like to do accents just because they're fun. We like to burst into a song in like random moments, and everybody just, you know, has a lot of fun, and just it really makes you feel good because it's good for your physical body. It's also good for your mind and your emotions as well. It's a very, I know I said this before, but I'm going to keep saying it, it's a very transformative experience. And the more you do it, the more fun it gets and the better practice you get and the opportunity for bigger parts you get.
And we would remind folks that, and we've said this before, is that if you've ever had that urge to get involved, this is a great area to get involved in, because absolutely, you have the community theater, you have the River and Woods Theater, you have the schools, and sometimes, and there are times, and mostly for the kids though, but there are some shows that sometimes there'll be people that are outside that age group, so you have to keep an eye on that. But again, take advantage if you have an if you see a show that Wausau Community Theater or River and Woods is putting on, that hey, maybe that's something I would like to do. Just give it a shot.
It's never too late to be involved in a theater.
And also, if you've never gone to one of the high school shows, make sure you take a chance this weekend. Go to Easter, go to Everest, go to both. Go to the CWCT as well.
These kids work very hard.
Yep. So
very hard.
And really, and the thing about it is, not only do they work hard, you will be entertained beyond what you could expect.
Absolutely. Whether it's a drama or a comedy or a straight play or a musical, there's always something entertaining for everyone.
Exactly. So take advantage. Shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get over there. Go to East. Go to Everest. Go to Venega at UWSP at Wausau and catch a show. The time is 9:48, and we're going to see if Ian can make it three in a row.
Yeah.
To start off the week here on the Number for the Day quiz.
Gotta focus.
That's coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Wednesday, April the 9th of 2025. It is day number 99 of this year. Ooh. So 99.
Almost there.
Almost to 100. Yep. There are 266 days remaining in the year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1682, Robert de La Salle discovered the mouth of the Mississippi River, claimed it for France, and named it Louisiana. On this date in 1867, passing by a single vote, the United States Senate ratified a treaty with Russia for the purchase of Alaska. On this date in 1959, NASA announced the selection of the United States' first seven astronauts, which the news media quickly dubbed the Mercury 7. On this date in 1965, Major League Baseball's first indoor game was played as the Houston Astrodome was opened. On this date in 1992, President George H.W. Bush fell suddenly ill at a state dinner in Japan. He became pale, slumped in his chair, and threw up on the Japanese prime minister. There's a weird story that CNN almost announced that the president had died. But then somebody said, no, don't do that. We don't have it confirmed. Seriously. So that would have been a huge mistake for sure.
Absolutely.
On this date in 2003, Baghdad, Iraq fell to American forces. And on this date in 2017, Sergio Garcia won his first major after beating Justin Rose in a playoff at the Masters tournament. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Dennis Quaid is 71. Fashion designer Marc Jacobs turned 62. Talk show host Joe Scarsborough is 62. Model Paulina Poroskova is 60. Actor Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City is 59. Keisha Knight Pulliam played Rudy on The Cosby Show, 46 years old today. Actor Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame is 35. Rapper Lil Nas X is 26. And Isaac Hempstead Wright of Game of Thrones is 26 as well. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events being acknowledged today. It is Library Week. It is National Robotics Week. It is Dog Bite Prevention Week. Along the same lines, it's Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. It is Public Safety Telecommunicators 911 Operators Week. It is Cherish an Antique Day. It is Gin and Tonic Day. It is Unicorn Day.
Nice.
And it is Chicken Little Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Hopefully the sky will not be falling. All right. Time now for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
We give Ian three choices when it comes to the number for the day, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right, which is 33%. Mm-hmm. Anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we want better than that.
Yes.
Anything that is 50% or above is a winning week. So on a normal week, you need to get three out of five to have a winning week. His best ever week is four out of five, which he's done three times, and he's still looking for that first perfect five out of five week. And still hope for a five for 5 week this week, because he's already clinched a passing grade for this week. Two out of two.
Tier in that ladder.
Yep, so two out of two, and now looking to clinch a winning week here today.
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper. All right. Saudi Arabia is making plans for a $5 billion building that will be the tallest in the world. Ooh. Twice the height of Burj Khalifa. That building was made even more famous for its role in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Okay.
There was a stunt involving Tom Cruise scaling the exterior of that building, the world's tallest skyscraper.
Oh, yeah. That scene I'm familiar with. Okay.
And your number for the day is, what is the height of the world's current tallest skyscraper, which is Burj Khalifa?
What are my choices?
Okay. Your choices are 1,717 feet.
Okay.
2,717 feet. 3,717 feet. So 1,717, 2,717, 3,717.
The height of the current highest tower. What was it called again?
Oh, the numbers?
The name of the tower.
Oh, Burj Khalifa. I'm not sure if that's the right pronunciation.
I'm not familiar with that name, but okay.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
So
1,717 feet, 2,717 feet, 3,717 feet.
Okay, I don't have a lot of time here, so I just got to go with my instincts here. I'm going to go with 2,717. I'm going with the middle number. It's my final answer.
All right. The height of Burj Khalifa, the tallest skyscraper in the world, is 2,717 feet.
Yes!
Three for three.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
That pressure element really does help.
Well, we are starting to get it serious.
Yes.
We'll see if we can make it four for four tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks to Bob Look and Sean Wright for joining us. We will be joined tomorrow. by Pat Kreitlow and more. Have a great rest of your day. 98.9 WX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.